You say it comes toward you. How does it come? Tell me. Tell me. It isn't coming toward you now, is it? Is it? Between the words, what is coming toward you? You see, I really don't know, darling. I really don't. I've never experienced anything even remotely like what you describe. I tell you, I haven't. Well, you'll just have to take my word for it. If it were really something, something real, don't you think it'd come more toward me too? Do you think I'm lying when I say I have never, never had such an experience? Okay. Is it coming when I undress you? Like this? Is it coming when I touch you here? You don't feel afraid now, do you? You see me now, don't you? Where I am now? Don't you? And you're aware only of me in this room. Only me. Isn't that so? Nothing else. And yet, as surely as there is no one in this room, and even in the world, so surely someone is there who occupies my sleep, deals intimately with me, holds me back from sleep. When I look, it dissolves. When I look away, it comes back. Naively, she sat up and tried to eye the night. But nothing would let her catch this presence as a form. It was a strange way of being absent. When she looked for a person, there was no one. And when she contented herself with no one, a personal presence seemed to be pressing on her. You say you feel a presence in the room. Can you describe it? No, I was wrong about that. It's not a presence exactly. Ah, I see. Then there isn't any presence, after all. It's more like an absence.
An absence?
Yes.
But how can you feel an absence? Why should an absence bother you this way?
I don't know. Because the absence is like a presence. It's present. I feel it all around me.
Oh, darling, listen to yourself. I mean, you sound mad. All I can do is laugh, Dusty. I mean, just listen to yourself.
I'm listening.
Do you hear anything?
A little wind, that's all.
And behind the wind?
Nothing. I don't hear anything behind that.
All right. Now, do you see anything in this room?
No. No.
Well, then?
Yes. Yes.
You said it. That presence, that absence, it will not let me go. Oh. Dusty, dusty, dusty. All right, just for a moment, let's call it waves, huh? Are they waves? I don't feel any waves. Really, darling, this desert seems to me as free of waves as any desert can be. Well, how about rays? Does that satisfy you?
Look, I'm really trying. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm really trying to make contact with you.
She hears the footsteps in the hallway approach her. She goes to sleep. Immediately he comes in. The sheets, wrapped like a shroud about her body, assume, with their stately folds, a stony rigidity. Her head has been surprised by sleep, almost flung back, its hair bristling. And so he remained in his leather hunter's jacket, bent over that stiff body which could not possibly be asleep. Dusty... Dusty, you're not asleep. You say you feel you're carrying it around inside you?
Well, what is its form, then? Is it a delightful oval shape?
No, no, no. I'm not laughing at you. I'm not. Does it struggle? Or hold tight? She had squatted down to think about it, when all at once, nothing seemed simpler when she was brooding. The strange mixture had entered her of itself. And when he approached her down the hallway, she would want to take it away and carry it through the forest, and frightened, weep, and strew flowers over it, say prayers over it. It was starving inside her. It seemed to grow stronger at times, then slowly shrink and grow gaunt. Now, by a movement which nothing stopped, yet which nothing hastened, it was coming toward her, whose contact she quailed to accept.